Hi, this is a dictation for Sean McDuffie, SEANMCDUFFIE, date of service 7/25/22, date of birth is 5/17/89, date of accident 4/21/2022. This is a follow-up visit. Mr. Sean McDuffie reports that he's got a pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 9. However, the pain is not radiating to the upper extremity or lower extremity. There are no pain anymore in the fingers, absolutely no numbness. Patient report that his shoulders are still affected. The left shoulder is having pain 8 to 9, and he can barely raise up to 110 degrees, beyond which he experienced pain in the back of the shoulder, in the rotator cuff region. The right shoulder has a range of motion of 90 degrees maximum, and pain level, residual pain level is 7 to 8. The patient reports that he also suffers from pain in the chest, which is improving rapidly, 5 to 6 over 1 to 10. Other than that, there's no other issues. Overall, there is a 15 to 20% improvement in the symptoms. Pain level has remained 8 to 9 in the neck and the lower back. According to him, ADLs are affected 9. And the patient reports that general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are all affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 according to him. In the system review, patient reports that he suffers from headaches, which are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, 3 times per week, and sometimes they can last all day. However, they are not as strong and they are not so frequent. They are not associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, confusion, disorientation. They are not associated with any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. But there is an associated difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares. Pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing stiffness in both shoulders, neck, and the lower back. Along with this, there is a decreased range of motion of the shoulders and severe pain in the shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, and some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has mild nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, digestive problems, stomach pain, but patient denies any incontinence of the bowel or trouble swallowing or blood in the stool. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has coughing but no shortness of breath, chest pain, trouble breathing or asthma. In last 30 days, patient report that he has not improved in pain, in fact it has worsened according to him. And when he went to chiropractor in the beginning, it didn't help him but made the pain worse. And there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medication is Ultram. That helps him. Substance abuse patient is using marijuana in addition to help his pain. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 111 over 69. Pulse is 73, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination same from previous visit of 6/17/2022. Dictation number 0625-061 or 63. The diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy for neck, lower back, and both shoulders at 2 times per week with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Home exercise plan and McKenzie back exercise plan is discussed. Yoga is discussed. Patient is working on a light duty that is approved. Housework replacement and transportation has been also been approved. Meds were reviewed. Medications will continue the same, which is Celebrex 200 milligram once a day for bringing relief in the healing, and along with tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 60 milligram, 60 tablets, 150 milligram twice a day for headaches, Tramadol ER 100 milligram at night twice a day for pain relief, and the Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain and stomach healing. Wartan gel 3% for topical pain relief, lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Patient is also provided Furoset 60 tablets for headaches, along with Imitrex tablets 60 for headache, severe headaches. So far, the patient is stable. He is more concerned about his physical therapy at this time. The MRIs were reviewed. He was informed that there is absolutely no pathology in his cervical spine. However, in the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1, indenting the ventral thecal sac without central canal to nasal foramina stenosis. He has been informed about LESI, role of LESI, and steroid in healing sooner. And patient will consider. He has been advised about it in detail. If he wants, we'll be more than happy to take care of this procedure. And 4 to 6 procedures are informed to the patient. Thank you.